Welcome back, everybody, to Overdunk episode 40. This is a competitive Pokemon Unite podcast here on the Unite Mics Network. My name is Zoinks, a commentator for the scene, and I'm really excited to get this series on the podcast kicked off. So if you saw on Twitter, we are going to be starting for the next, well, I guess five, technically, episodes. We are going to be discussing a specific role in Pokemon Unite. Now, not just a lane or a path or whatever. We're going to pick a specific role, because obviously, some are a little more crowded than others. Today, we are going to be starting with the, well, central area, as the game calls it, or more affectionately known by most folks, the jungle. So, of course, I got to bring on three of the most prolific junglers right now, some of the best historically and new on the scene. I'm very excited about the three guests I have, so let's make sure we introduce all of them. Jungle Book, why don't you kick us off, introduce who you are, what people might know you for, and then maybe your favorite jungler to play of the past year.
All right, so hello everyone. My name is Jungle Book. For those of you who don't know me, I was on Team Black Hand this year, who won the UCS Worlds Tournament. So that's super fun. And I mainly did that playing Dragonite and Cinderace. I'd say I'm definitely best known for my Cinder, but I do enjoy playing a lot with others in the jungle as well.
Okay.
So if I had to choose my favorite pick from the past year, I have to go with my homie Cinder.
Okay, cool. So you're most known for it, and it's your favorite to play. I like that. I like that a lot. Toon, you're up next. Introduce yourself. Same row of questions for you.
Hey, hi, guys. I'm Toon. Used to be play for the Gaming Gladiators. Then I won Worlds from the sub bench for Blackhand. It's probably my biggest achievement. Picking a specific hero is hard. I guess the most fun over the last year was probably Greninja, but
okay,
probably Mew as well. I don't know. You know, okay. Mew's only been out 2 weeks in the jungle. Yeah. Well, I just play everything in the jungle, so but yeah, I go ninja.
Okay, sweet. I love that, because I think one of my first encounters with you, Toon, was when I was in your Twitch chat. This is like ancient Unite history now, and I asked you if your team won Worlds and you got to design a skin, what Pokemon would you choose? And you chose Greninja, I think. So it's cool to see that has stuck through. Yes. Also, some of the best emotes in the scene right now in our chat from Toon's Twitch. So make sure you're in there subbing to get used to the Toon Me Frog, which is a great one. Retsu, how about you next?
Yo, what up, guys? It's Retsu, you know, formerly Team Midnight. No, I'm just joking. That's Ancient Towns.
But, shout out Midnight.
You know, formerly Shiny Blossom, and now formerly IX. You know, we competed in Worlds as well, placed top 5. You guys may know me as a former Lucca player, Hoopa player, but now I'm trying to take over the jungle.
Okay, awesome. The new task for Retsu to complete here. One more stone put in the Infinity Gauntlet. I like it. And then I know you're new to playing the jungle role at like on a team environment, maybe competitively, tournaments and all that kind of stuff. But I know you've certainly played enough of it throughout the game's life cycle. Everybody's kind of dabbled in when you have this many hours in the game. So Retsu, which Pokemon is your favorite to throw into that central area?
Right now, everybody's obviously playing Glaceon, but I like to play, I think I prefer Absol more right now. Ooh, but
okay, I like that pick a lot. Fun. Yeah, Absol, a super fun Pokemon. Definitely had its own time in the Broken Sun, for sure, but hey, that's all right. Well, awesome. Let's start getting into some questions now, because I called this one a deep dive. We'll see how, you know, into the weeds we get in terms of analytical stuff or anything like that, but that's why I have you three here to teach me all things jungle as we go forward. But I want to do one more favorite question as we go around with all three of our guests. You've all said your, like, favorite Pokemon that you've enjoyed playing in it. How about meta? What was your favorite meta to play jungle in? It could just be like early on, Nick, when you got to play Cinderace, but any of them, if you had to pick, what was your favorite meta when you were playing on that jungle role? Jungle Book, I'll start with you again.
Yeah, so you kind of predicted what I would say, but I mean, it's actually not season one though, because season one, I was a Timmy and I would like lose to like all the really good players that are all in the streamers that everyone know.
Uh-huh, okay.
But I, towards the back half of the UCS, I came back from a break / retirement, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
And I was just spamming Cinderace with triple clear every game, and we won G4 with very good success on that on that patch, and I felt really strong that patch, so let's pick that one.
Yeah, that was a good bet. That was also one of the hypest tournaments. A lot of people's pick for best tournament in the early era of Unite, for sure. But okay, Toon, how about you? What was your favorite meta to be playing jungle in?
There was this short meta, I think it was just before Dragonite got released.
Okay.
Where Gardevoir had just been, I don't know what the timeline is here, but Gardevoir had just been buffed. And basically, I was arguing with my team like every day that we should play Gardevoir jungle. And then
this was Future Sight Gardevoir, right?
No, I think it was Psyshock.
Oh, so, okay.
I think like the theory is that everyone was playing like Mime, right?
Ah.
Everyone was playing Mime, and I wanted to one shot all the Mimes. So I wanted us to play Pikachu bot with Wiggly and then guard jungle. And then we finally figured it out and started doing it. And we literally were just smashing everybody. Like, I think like it's our highest win rate comp ever. It was something like we lost like two games on it over like 2 weeks. Oh, and then they nerfed it and we couldn't play anymore.
Okay, well, they saw you playing it. They got too much of an eye on you, Toon. Whatever you touch just ends up getting nerfed. That's rough. Well, okay, yes, that is a super fun meta. I could see why you had to argue with your team, but I'm glad you found the secret sauce. Retsu, how about you? Maybe to play or even to be like in the lobby with. What do you think was your favorite meta when it comes to the jungler side of things?
Probably not my favorite meta, but probably the most chaotic was pre-patched Blastoise meta. Super fun, eh? Flipping a coin.
Yeah, there was a lot of coin flips in meta's past for sure. That one may be the most egregious. I saw a lot of shouts for Duraludon meta in chat, so I'm sure they are agreeing with the chaos in terms of coin flip action that could be on either. Thank Gatlu for that one, maybe. But yeah. Awesome. Okay, cool. So I'm glad we have a good establishment. I think that Gardevoir was a huge shout. I, of course, am just going to have my fondness towards my favorite Pokemon to see being played at a high level is going to be Greninja. So any meta that allowed Greninja to even be playing was absolutely my favorite. That was my favorite to watch jungle play in. But let's talk now. So we're on a new map. Glaceon, definitely the big bad evil that a lot of people are terrified into their ranked games for sure when we're headed into, but it's a very, very popular choice for the jungle. Definitely the metagame choice, but there is a couple other options, that is true. But let's talk about the role itself in the game right now. Now, something gets talked about in a lot of esports where they have these defined roles in games is impact that you have on the game when you are playing in jungle. And jungle might be one of those roles that flip-flops the most. Like, one meta, you are everything. Like, if your team can protect you, you have the most impact on the game out of any player. And there's other metas where jungle doesn't really hold a candle to some of the other roles, especially late game and things like that. You're just not impacting the game very much. Where do you think we stand now? How big of an impact does jungle have on the current game when we're playing? Toon, let's start with you. What do you think? How big of an impact does jungle have right now?
Like, it's like decent.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of my game is reliant on other people right now.
Okay, really? Do you have like a specific role in mind that you're like, well, if they don't do a good job, then I can't really do anything?
I feel like all the top laners are Inting, which makes the game hard.
Okay, fair. Calling out a specific role, I like it. I know who I have to do my next episode on. But all right, sounds good. So you think
the problem is like they made top lane like there's so many bushes underneath top lane,
mm-hmm.
and all my top laners keep walking to the other side of the map, and then it's like that's weird. And the other thing is like invading is so powerful.
Okay, yeah.
That, like I'm kind of reliant on my team to like check it.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was thinking, is that you junglers can take over the game if their jungle isn't stolen from them. So you're the one who has to keep scouting, constantly checking, making sure you're not getting invaded, or if you are, calling on your teammates to actually come up and try to back you up a little bit. So maybe gated behind a couple of things is the impact you could have. Jungle Book, how about you? What do you think? Do you think jungle has a big impact on the game right now, or do you think it's a little bit less in our current metagame?
Well, I think that just the way Unite is formatted, and this is how it's been the whole lifespan of the game. It's very, I mean, obviously there's always a lot of power in the jungler's hands. If they're, basically anyone who's taking the buffs every time has a lot of power, because they will, on average, be the highest XP on their team, if not in the game. So that has to be said for sure. So that being said, I think like the decisions that you make in the early to mid game definitely you have a lot of influence, right? If you make the right decision, it really shows. And if you make the wrong decision, it also really shows, I think. Okay. Especially considering you have so much of the experience on you, you got to make the right choices and take the right fights. Yeah. I think in the last 2 minutes, it is a little bit less on you, and it's a little bit more on your team as five, covering backups, getting backups, engaging on the enemy team, etc.
All right, but you are definitely in charge of making sure that your lead sticks around on the start of the game. I think I can acknowledge a bit of that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, Retsu, how about you? Where do you think the impact of jungler sits right now in this meta?
It's kind of like what Nick said. You know, to a certain degree, junglers are still the carry, right? But there's also this other character in this other role named Mr. Mime. He can just take out a carry or two, you know, by himself. But for sure, controlling the early pace of the game right now is what the jungle's for. I think like Toon plays a lot of Mew jungle, so he can get away from like Mr. Mime and stuff. So Mew is pretty good in the jungle, but like Glaceon, stuff like that, if you don't play well spaced, you know, just one Mime ult will take your passive and just CC you until you die.
Okay, yeah. Well, another thing that maybe gates the impact that jungles have right now, that makes sense. Mr. Mime, a little bit of a problem. Now, Nick, I want to jump to your jungle book. I want to jump to you for this next question because you mentioned it. There's a lot of weight put on the junglers. You can see what they're doing really well, and you can see what they're doing really bad. What is one thing that you think the general Unite populace, maybe even the, you know, general competitive player base, does wrong when they're playing jungle?
That's a great question. So for me, at least when I'm playing, I've been playing a lot of trio queue, duo queue, solo queue this season, just kind of for fun.
Sure.
I noticed that the junglers tend to leave their buffs up for a like really long time. And when I say a really long time, I mean like over a minute or two.
Okay.
At that point, like the way I view like my philosophy, for the most part, there's exceptions to this. But for most games, like you will, on average, over in the long run, get more XP and then be able to do more with the XP on the map if you are taking your jungle like relatively soon after it spawns. Like I said, there's exceptions where if you're like pushing with Regieleki, let's say, and like your attention is just needed top. But for the most part, I just see a lot of dilly-dallying, honestly, from my junglers. They're fighting for like mid ball toys or something when they have both buffs up. And I think especially now, like the blue buff is extremely powerful with the with the cooldown reduction it gives. So it makes it even more important, in my opinion.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, you got to be clearing way more often. That makes a lot of sense. Toon, how about you? What is one thing that you think most people do wrong when they're playing jungle?
I'm not sure. It's like, I don't know about fighting, but I guess the most basic mistake would be like deciding how to route.
Okay. Yeah.
So like, I see a lot of people like, you need to think about like your lanes and like how they interact with the other lanes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the other jungler wants to do, but I feel like most people don't think about this at all.
Okay.
In Unites, or at least not too deeply. Like, a common mistake I find is we'll have a setup, like, we'll have one invade, two bot, and one top, and we'll be into two and two, right? Just an example.
Okay.
And my jungler will do both buffs, skip the back boaters, and go top. But my top laner just plays safe. He's rushed top, there's nothing to do top, so he's just floated two boaters. And now he has nothing to do.
Right.
Like, this is just common mistakes, things like this.
Yeah.
Like, you just need to think about how things are going to play out to maximize your XP, I think, would be the common mistake. It's more common on this map than the other map, because it's a lot more complicated.
Right.
I think.
What do you think's that, like, biggest element of complication? Is it just more camps? Like, not even just buff camps, but, you know, we mentioned already mid and extra ball toys in the jungle, too. Is it just there's too much that a lot of people are just forgetting where they need to be?
More camps, obviously the mid spawn is important. Then there's the fact that the jungle is a lot easier to access without seeing.
Yes.
Right? Like, you have to think about who could be where when they're not in vision more often than in the old map. Like, it's so hard to get into the jungle on the old map.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay. But
there's just a lot more vision to play around. It's a lot more in-depth, but yes, it's going to take a lot of getting used to.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. I think it's a great call. Optimizing pathing be super important. I love that it's coming from you. I think you really made that, you know, level 4 Cinder gank very, very famous when you were playing in that metagame. So I think that is a great shout coming from the master of it himself, Retsu. How about you? What do you think most jungle players are doing wrong right now?
It's just adding on to what Nick said, you know. I think invading this season is very strong, so try to keep timers in your head, you know, timers in check. You can invade with another player, but, like, there's so much EXP on the map as well. Just, like, you can hit 15, like, with 3 minutes left in the game, 4 minutes left in the game, right? Mm-hmm. So just, you know, let your team know that your jungle's up for the taking. Just, you know, just leave your blue buff for your junglers or they're going to mold.
They are.
But other than that, you know, yeah. there's so much EXP on the map. About, like, if you're playing Glaceon, for example, or just any jungler in general, there's so much farm. You can ult, you know, 3 minutes pass, you know, just you can ult on cooldown, keep mm-hmm. some farm up. There's so much farm on the map, you know, so yeah. just all around rotating the jungle camps, you know, because there's just too much to do.
Yeah, there is too much to do. I love that you mentioned alt too, because it's not just about climbing for that level experience lead over top. I mean, you're going to hit 15, right? But having that extra chance to unite or alt again is going to be so, so important. Well, yeah. Retsu, let me hit you with another question right back to back here. We talked about what a lot of people are doing wrong in jungle. They're not clearing their stuff quick enough. They're not having those timers in their mind. And Toon was mentioning, they're not optimizing where they're going when they need to. But on the other hand, what is something that when you see a jungler player play, it instantly marks them in your head as, oh, that's a good jungler? What is that, like, little mental checkbox for you of when you're watching someone play? You're like, yep, they are good and they know what they're doing.
Honestly, it's just like what I said. If they invade your jungle right when your camps are up and you're down, I mean, that's a smart thing to do, right? That's a smart player. Also playing these new, like, level 5 spike mons, I feel like you can just dive any pad at the beginning if your team follows up with you. So, like, if you just see someone perma-diving your team, keep them down, you know, getting your points in.
Yeah.
It's really good with Glaceon, Absol, and stuff like that.
Okay, okay. Great shout. Toon, how about you? What's, like, that mental checkbox, like, ooh, they are good at the game?
Usually, like, when I tell someone it's, like, good in the jungle role because they're the carry, I usually tell by how they're, like, how it feels in the team fight to play against them, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Would be my usual thing, which isn't much to talk about, like, their farm speed or whatever, just how it feels to play against them.
Yeah.
Like, someone who doesn't get a lot of credit who's actually really annoying to play against is Trainer LGC.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, a random example, like, he doesn't get much credit as a jungler, but, like, he's actually, like, really annoying to fight against.
Do you think that's just, like, mechanics, positioning? Like, what really...
Yeah, it's, like, some combination of that. Game okay. sense, like, yeah. keeping track of cooldowns, whatever. That would be one thing I'd say. Since the junglers are usually the carry, it's just some guy to look out for.
Sure. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I mean, that is probably the best way to tell. Sometimes it's just instinctual, you know, you get into the game and you're like, dang, I'm having a hard time playing against this guy. That would definitely showcase some good, but I love the shout out. I think Trainer's a really phenomenal player. I love watching their Aegislash play. That's, like, my favorite thing to do. Nick, how about you? Where do you think that the, like I've been saying before to these other guys, but that mental checkbox or just when you're watching someone play, it immediately registers to you that they are a good jungle player by something that they do.
Yeah, so for me, I'll talk about just this map specifically in this season, Thea Sky Ruins. It's just that I think when they're ahead, they're getting really high value out of their Unite moves. So some examples of that are, obviously, with things like Glaceon or Mew, you're just using it to just win a team fight and get an objective. Like, that's, like, the most basic thing.
Right.
Another thing could be pushing a pad, and then there's also smaller things, like maybe you can invade their jungle, steal the blue buff, and then kill two of them, and then get out as well. I think good junglers are able to, like, they just spam their ults at the best times. Like, that's how you just completely take over a game when you're ahead. Just obviously managing everything that we mentioned before, farming everything, like Retsu said, you can kind of ult on cooldown and get it back for the next major fight. But yeah, I'm usually impressed by that when they just have so many good decisions throughout the game. They're in the right place at the right time with their Unites, and they make a huge impact that way.
Ooh, okay. I like that a lot. Yeah. Uniting, obviously, most important ability you have to use in the game, and when and where you do it is going to be important. Very important. I like that. I like that note a lot. Well, let's get a little bit more of a... Well, actually, one more question before we do a bit farther of a deep dive here. I've asked you a few things of like what's good, what's bad as a jungle. However, the three of you know the jungle role the best out of so many of these players. That's why the three of you are here talking to me about it. But I want to know, what is one thing that you wish more people knew about the role of jungle? Maybe it's something you wish your teammates understood about the role so you could finally stop having to relay that information to them, but it really could be anything to answer this question. What is one thing you wish more people knew about the role of jungle? Toon, go ahead and answer this question first.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird question. If you just need to skip this, totally fine. But yeah, I was just curious if there's anything.
Go back you've been to the invading, like
yeah.
The number one thing this season on the invading thing is like, even if like you don't check it, I just wish people would just shout who's in their lane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially in five stacks, because I just need to know if someone isn't showing. Like, yeah. It's the number one thing that like you notice it like immediately because. You get invaded, you lose your buff, like the game is like wrecked. So I just want people to shout. That'd be the number one thing you could do to help your junglers.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Retsu, the same vibes. I heard some affirmation from you.
Yeah, same vibes. Like before, like I said, before I joined this podcast, right, I was playing some five side games. I was getting double invaded by the TOS takeover. Ugh. So my bot lane was doing well protecting, but you know, my top lane didn't shout where the lax was. So yeah, I just want some, you know, some missing pings, you know.
Yeah, missing pings there. Missing from this game. But yeah, some voice comms if you're playing in a five stack would definitely be a nice addition to have. Okay, I like it. Jungle Book, anything else to add to this question, or did they kind of wrap it up?
Honestly, I couldn't agree more with what Retsu and Toon said. Okay. I guess if I had to come up with something else though, it would probably be like when you're real, like in a scenario where your team is really ahead, and this would happen a lot when I'm on Blackhand, like in scrims and stuff, and sometimes even tournament games, but it just, to me, as the jungler, it feels so free if we just farm all the mids, like all the neutral stuff in mid, and then we back up, farm our side. Like, I can't tell you how many times we're like 2-3 levels ahead on every character. I'm just like, all right, guys, we just farm for the next minute and we can't lose. And then someone goes to their side of the map. They try to take like 2 small Ps or something and then they give up a level and a half comeback XP. And all of a sudden it's scary. So, yeah, I think that's what I would say. And I think junglers tend to have a really good understanding of that type of macro, just like the XP and how to manage your XP lead.
Mm. Okay, yeah, I like that a lot. Please stop throwing my games. Okay, I like that a lot. All right, well, let's talk a little bit more about this new map, because we talked about it already. We talked about how there's more camps. Obviously, those middle birds or Altarius spawning in the center has been a pretty big shakeup for a lot of teams, or at least, you know, solo queue players to try to work around. Regieleki and then the other tri Regis down in the bottom path have been kind of a mix-up, but... there's a lot being entered into the game that's changed up meta as a whole, but how do you think this new map has affected specifically the role of jungle? Like, how has it made you have to change up? Like, Toon, I already know you mentioned about how you have to think about where the enemies are going to be way more often, that it's way more at the front of mind. Is there anything else specifically that you think this new map has really shifted up how you personally have to play the game?
I mean, I don't know. Come back to me.
Okay, I'll come back to you. I'll come back to you. Retsu, how about you?
I mean, it's like I said, too much EXP on the map. Like, I'm just reiterating what Nick said, right? You just got to play a little safer towards the end game, right? Just farm your side. Keep the EXP lead. If you're level 15 on your jungle carry and you do something dumb, right? You feed them a whole level and a half. So, like, just play a little safer. Like, do good in positioning, just keep eyes out where everybody is. Gotcha. You know,
are you especially, are you go heading top after first clear every time?
It depends on the situation, right? Okay. You're switching up your pathing, but it's also the new Reggie's on the bot, right? So if it's Reggie Ice, you're not too happy about it. You don't need to put too much urgency on it, but you know, Reggie Rock, Reggie Steel, very good. Mm-hmm. You also want to play for those. So, but yeah, other than that, it's just play safe.
Okay.
You know, farm your side.
Yeah, playing safe seems to be more important than ever. Jungle Book, how about you? I know we've talked a lot about this new map already, but if you have anything else to say on it, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Personally, I think this new map, it's really easy to snowball if you're I think if you're pouncing on the neutral objectives, so that would apply to, like, obviously all the mid farms. There's the four ball toys, the birds, and then there's also the Natu's top, which I think are actually forgotten sometimes and glossed over. Okay. If you're ahead, I'm saying, like, when you're ahead and even when you're behind, right, like, you want to be pouncing on this XP as soon as possible, because it not only gives you XP, of course, to kind of choke out the enemy team, it also lets you unite more often on average if you're pouncing on these dots. So I'd say, like, a vast majority of the time, like, I see people fighting, like, way too much, and I seriously think it's better a lot of the time to be the one to be eating up all these neutral camps. You get more units throughout the game, you get more opportunities to carry big, like, high impact fights. And I guess the last thing I would say is, like, if you happen to be in the side lane as a jungler, like, let's say four of your teammates are top and you're the only one on the bot side, like, you should being the person to cover the back cap is always impressive and something that I think is important, especially in this meta where the last objective isn't as free of a win when you get it. So.
Right, exactly. Okay, I like that a lot. Toon, any input, or do you think those guys kind of covered it?
I think they covered it. Just to touch on what Rex said a little bit, I'd say, like, the way the game plays out is a lot less cookie cutter, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, before, like, 1-1-3 was like, do a buff or two, go top, whatever, go back to another rotation, go mid or go bot, look for, like, someone overextended, go back to another rotation, go the dread, go back to another rotation, go the roam, go back to another, like that. Yeah. Now it's like, do rotation, maybe mid botas, maybe top, maybe bot, then, like, decide to stay or go back instantly. If you don't go back instantly, you have to go mid before you do next set of buffs, so maybe you do one buff and share. And then, like, it's not immediately clear if you're going to a Lackey or to the bottom Reggie. And then you need to decide, like, can we beat them in a fight? Like, whatever. Do I have to split push here? Etc. So the game is a lot more free flowing at the moment, as it's less, like, there's less of a flow chart.
Yeah, I that's exactly the word I was going to use, too. I think the last map, we definitely had a flow chart of where junglers go and when. But yeah, now it seems to be, at the very least, it seems to be more choice involved in the game. Like, you have the option. We could go here, but I could also go off lane here, KO some Natus, like Nick was just saying, get that Unite move up a lot quicker. So at the very least, we have that added to the game. So I think overall a bit of a positive. But I actually want to talk to you again, Toon, about what you just said. So as a jungle role, you have the most freedom in terms of rotating around the map. Of course, anybody can go anywhere, but you are already starting in the central area. You can fan out from there. However, whose job is it in the team to kind of decide where you go? Are you mostly making those decisions as the jungler? You're, like, panning on the minimap, seeing where people are, and then you make that job? Or when you're playing jungle in a competitive setting, is it better to rely on your teammates to communicate where you should go on the map?
Me specifically, I generally decide.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, it depends on who I'm playing with.
Yeah.
Like, people have different styles, but generally, I decide, and I just think about what the other jungler wants to do, and then decide if I can interact with it or if they do something else.
Yeah. Okay. I like that choice a lot. All right, Retsu, how about you? Do you think the same thing? Is it just kind of more dependent on what the enemy jungler is doing and you try to counter or act in response?
For me, I'm more vocal now that I'm playing jungle more, but like I said, it just depends on the urgency on the Reggie on the bottom side.
Okay.
Like, if it's just a Reggie Ice, we keep our mime or something down there or something. You know, I go fight topside. try to win a fight. You know, you got to look around the map, see what the situation is. It's like if it's a sought out fight, right? We can look to. There's so many things you can do. You can look to invade a third rotation, a fourth rotation, right? It's just a lot of stuff you can do. It's like Toon said, you can just try to interact with like the other jungle or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. Jungle Book, how about you? When it comes to rotating on the map, is that mostly up to you and your decision, or is that more of a team democracy style thing? Even talk about it in Worlds that just happened with your team. How does that calling structure work out?
Yeah, definitely. So I think the default, at least for my competitive team, and I think this applies to many competitive teams, is like the jungler tends to have really good tends to have the best sense of where they can get the most XP. At least that's how it should be, in my opinion. And that should be the goal for jungle in general.
Right.
But that being said, like if I, for example, if I'm playing with my team and I hear like Kyrios and Slash saying like we can kill them, steal their Ardinos and score bot, then like I'll trust them, you know. Like mm-hmm. even if my judgment said top, really I still trust while my decision is the default, if I hear an active call, which comes pretty rarely, but it does come once in a while, then I will follow that. I also definitely agree with what Toon and Retsu were saying about the importance of kind of tracking the enemy jungler and really thinking about what they want to do and predicting where they're going to be. Mm-hmm. Because you look at other MOBAs like League of Legends, for example, like there's games where each jungler knows exactly where the other jungler is for the first 10 minutes of the game. Of course. Like without even seeing, like, you know, they don't see them. But doing little things like that, I think, will help any jungler these days get very ahead of their time, because I don't think every jungler does that yet.
Yeah, I think so. That's actually such an interesting point we keep bringing up, is like the duel between junglers is a really interesting one in Unite. And it's mostly interesting to me because, I mean, I wonder if it's the most important 1v1 in the game right now. I mean, attacker or a tank versus a tank is just going to happen in the bottom path no matter what. Attackers can try to micro. I think a lot of people's vouch for best one-on-one would be the top path players going up against each other. But in reality, it can be just a one-on-one mind game. You know, we have this mental battle between the junglers of trying to out-rotate each other, you know, evaluate if they're going to find a big attack in a path in either direction, or try to even invade. The mind games in this 1v1 duel is really, really interesting. Am I onto something? Is the jungle 1v1 the most interesting interaction in Unite right now?
Yeah, probably, because you're moving the most.
Yeah,
you're definitely moving around the map the most.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely very interesting. Like you can do so many things. Like you can ask another laner to double invade with you. It's just so many things right now.
What I want in Unite for broadcasts, which it will never happen. I need to make that extremely clear, but I want an NBA style heat map, you know, where they put the picture of the court where all the, you know, red where the shots are missing and green where the shots are hitting. I just want a heat map, but it's just like a jungle trace. Like just a line that goes all over the screen to study each jungler in the UCS. Be like, okay, every single time they are going this direction. I mean, teams already do that a little bit with VOD review, I'm sure, but I want a goofy looking heat map for broadcast. That'd be a ton of fun. But okay, awesome. Well, I thank you so much for discussing with me. I think my line of questioning has kind of come to an end, but I thought it would be fun if together we threw together a quick jungle tier list for Pokemon Unite. So let me bring this up here. I will also share this here. Just a typical Unite looking tier list, but I want to see where you all think that junglers currently sit in Pokemon Unite. Now, obviously, this has all Pokemon. We just will only throw up the ones that we believe are, you know, viable for the role into this list. But let's start cruising through them. Where do we think Absol sits right now on this tier list for playing in the central area? Retsu, you had a lot of good things to say about this Pokemon.
I think this character is a solid A.
Okay, okay. Not S? Pretty good.
Nah, probably not S.
Okay, okay, okay. Not that solid, but pretty
good. Yeah, not too solid, but solid.
Okay, okay, I'll take it. Anybody else want to fight against this A pick? Do you think Retsu's off the goop, or do we think it's a good spot?
I honestly like Absol there.
I like it as well. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, ooh, I think it's strong. It's good at assassinating a lot of the meta picks right now. So
yeah, I like that. Okay, anyone want to make the claim that A9 should be considered to be on this list? No? Okay. All right, let's move along.
I don't think so.
All right. Zera. Is Zera a viable... I mean, it has been in the past, so I think we should put it on the list. Where are we putting Zera on this list?
B, probably.
Yeah, B tier.
B.
Let's put him at B. Yeah. I think of Zera as kind of like a budget Absol, honestly. But
okay. I like that.
I do think Zera has... His ult has the potential to be more impactful than Absol. So that's worth mentioning. Like, maybe you can snowball with his Unite.
Yeah, like right now, he just doesn't have that level 5, you know, level 5 spike.
Mm. Yeah, unfortunate for him, for sure. It seriously has one of the best Unites in the game, but it seems to be one of the only things it really has going for it in terms of competitive viability. Okay, how about Garchomp? Toon, I know you've played this Pokemon some. Do you think it should be on this list?
Garchomp's unplayable everywhere.
Okay, great. Yeah, if there was an E tier, it would be in it. Blastoise. Blastoise has historically been in. I think we should put it on the list. But does it find itself D tier?
I think I would put it in either high D or low C, personally.
High D, low C.
I think it's too slow early, yeah.
His clear is slow. He doesn't have much to stop in.
Does he benefit a lot from blue buff, though?
He's, like, okay with it.
Okay. Other options are better. Okay. Is his blue buff interaction, though, I guess why I'm asking. Wait. When Navy emblems are fully added to the game, we have a full 7. Does he move up to C tier? Maybe. We'll have to figure that out when he gets there. We'll keep him in D tier for now. Gardevoir. I'm gonna throw it in B to start, but does anybody think that Gardevoir should be higher than B or lower than B?
I honestly kind of like Gardevoir in, like, yeah, I think B or C is, like, very, like, B is very fair for me.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I think the fact that it has a really strong level 5, so you can have a good exchange on the first set of birds, and then also just her AoE, like, nature, like, Psyshock or Future Sight is really good on this map with all these camps and just, like, big fights, whatever, poke battles, so I can definitely see Gardevoir being, you know, pretty decent.
Okay, I like that. Any Gardevoir haters or lovers else in the call? Wanna send this Pokemon somewhere else?
I'll keep her in B because me and Nick got smurfed on by indies random.
Okay. I feel like, I don't know. I think it's, like, so much worse than the alternatives in this lot.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like a high C, maybe super low.
I'd put it like C, then have Dalfox B. This is like a comparable hero.
Okay. Yeah, I will throw it down. Do you think, if you had the choice between Delphox ult or Guard ult, which one do you think is the superior?
Delphox ult.
Really? Delphox. Okay.
I think Delphox ult, you know.
All right.
Well, the reason is, like, I mean, obviously, like, you can get the clip of a 5-man Guard ult, and, like, that will be way better than most Delphox ults. But I think the...
On Twitter, for sure.
But, yeah, on Twitter and on Reddit, I'm sure you've seen it 1,000 times. Uh-huh. But in this, especially in high elo 5 stacks this season, I think having a spammable ult is so broken. Like I said, with all the farm on the map and with all the fights over different Regis, I think the spammable ult is better than the impactful guard ult.
All right. I like it. Okay. I think that's a great delineation. Gardevoir heads to C. Delphox finds its way into B tier. Let's talk about everyone's favorite dragon that's not a dragon, Charizard. Now, I know it's kind of the very popular thing to do is put this Pokemon in top right now. But if we were to put it into jungle, where do you think it lands? Is it A? Is it up there with Absol? Is it down there with Delphox? Even farther with Gardevoir? Where do we think Charizard lands?
Okay, so this character is not bad in the jungle, but
Sucker Punch can. Elsewhere.
Yeah, I think it's better in laning right now, but
is it bad enough to put C?
No.
I don't think so.
I think it's B or B or for sure.
I think it's A.
Yeah, I was gonna say A or B. Like,
okay.
The thing with Charizard is, like, It's such a strong, it's just so strong. The reason is its ults and its AoE abilities, like on this map, like it's no coincidence what I've been talking about.
Yeah.
But
right.
But he is very strong on this map because of his strong ult and ability to farm quickly. Yeah. So
I think any speedy clear is going to be like wildly good.
Exactly. So I actually like Sword a lot, but I think B or A is, you know, you could debate for either, honestly.
Okay. And his skill set is just too good right now to stop any like Rayquaza scores too.
Right. Any yeah, it's because it cuts beneath shield, right? So any damage that does that is gonna be pretty slick. Okay, I think our next viable option is gonna be Cinder. Jungle Book, where does your pocket pick go?
Unfortunately, Cinder is probably like actually D tier.
Like, gasp. Okay. But higher than Blastoise, right? Yeah, there we go.
You could probably argue between the two, honestly.
You think Cinder's worse than Gardevoir right now?
I'll give my boy C at least. Come on.
Okay.
The problem with Cinder is if you look at the end, when we're at the finish making this list and you look at the end of the list, you see all these characters that can one-shot it with one hit and also can uh-huh. spam ult way, way more often than Cinder can and farm faster. So they basically do everything that everything that is important this season just better than Cinder, unfortunately.
Wow. Okay. Cinder down. Too slow of a clear. That's not very
I'd
wild.
Say Cinder like really does not like the blue buff change.
Interesting. Okay.
I like spent I think 20 seconds clearing mid bees today as Cinder.
That is
I just pressed E, and then someone walked up and just took my mid B at the end, and I was like, okay, like I don't have blue buff, it's rip.
Yeah, very well. I'm an auto attack machine. This is nothing for me. Yeah, that makes sense. And red buff is unchanged on this new map, right? Isn't that the new info I got? I know I was told originally that it like was changed a little bit, but now other data miners are saying it's actually just the same.
I haven't noticed any changes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've heard it's the exact same. Okay, Celestial would probably put Eldegoss in the jungle. Let's for the sake of this list and keep it, it's somewhat short. Let's move on. Gengar, a Pokemon that has benefited from blue buff an incredible amount. This thing is a solo queue monster, but when it comes to team play environment, is it S tier? Is it A tier? Where do we think this ghost goes?
I don't know. I honestly haven't seen any Gengars blow my mind yet, so...
Okay. Dropping down to B. Anybody else?
I played it in Rush this weekend. I got absolutely railed by nouns. No. But I think it's probably like B.
Okay.
Pretty soundly.
Below Zera and Delphox?
I would say it's higher than both of them.
Okay. I like that. Okay, gotcha. Ghost goes up a little bit, but you're arguing to keep it in B. Retsu wants to see it in D tier. Jungle Book.
No, it's not that low. It's not that low. It's not that low.
Okay. Jungle Book. Any words on Gengar?
Honestly, I like it in B. I've been smurfed on by my fair number of Gengars on ladder. Okay. Like it actually like I mean again I'm talking about what we were just saying, but it can farm these AoE camps like really quickly with hex build.
I mean, if you're gold ribbon with blue, gold ribbon Gengar with blue, you're hex on mobile, S tier.
That's S tier. I know for a fact you crack open a Mountain Dew before every game. You're just owning. That's level up. All right, I like it. Greninja. Okay, can we put something back in A tier? Are we still just B tier believers on this Pokemon?
I think. The problem with Ninja is he gets one shot by everything right now, but I think he's really good once he gets Surf.
That's true. Retsu, hey, remind you, you can go invisible. Okay, B tier, it's fine.
No, I think it's a low A tier. I'll say a low A.
Okay, we'll put him at the bottom of A. I'm happy with the frog there. Toon, Jungle Book, any thoughts on Greninja here?
I mean, like me personally, like honestly, I would put like either put it where it is right now or like right below Gengar. Like, I think that if it's like the best, if I'm thinking about the best Greninja player in my head, like playing it, I actually think it's like could be a little bit higher. But Greninja is like obviously very difficult to play optimally.
Yeah.
But you can't help but admit that it benefits a ton from these like I said, the birds that are spawning, the Natus, right. Everything. Like the surf resets can be very insane.
Yes.
And you can snowball a game.
Yeah. Snowball potential, super high skill ceiling. I love this Pokemon so much. Toon, how about you?
I agree with Nick. I think it's probably like the top of B, somewhere near there.
Maybe bottom of A.
Low A, yeah, it's fine. Okay. It's really high clear speed.
Yes.
But its issue is that, like, I mean, we have a lot of Greninja players in EU who just spam it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been playing like Mew into a Glaceon on Absol, whatever. And it can one-shot you when you're playing Glaceon on a Mew.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that it also gets one-shot. And yeah, and they do it from Fever away. And it has to slow smoke out of a bush and get you by surprise to do it. And I don't know. It's just very high risk, but it can win games, so I'd say it's fine where it is.
Right. But there's just easier ways to win game. I hear you. Okay. Well, speaking of spamming it in EU, I know Shelvin loves the Machamp in jungle. C tier, maybe? I don't even know if there's much to say on this Pokemon. I know some people like throwing it in jungle. D tier?
I hate it.
Definitely not D, but...
Are you sure? I feel like it's D. Like, I feel like its Unite move got so much worse on this new map. And, like, that was its whole thing before, was its Unite. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not good, but I'd give it a C, too. Yeah, high D or low C.
Okay. Toon hates it. Jungle Book, where do you think Machamp stands in jungle?
I actually haven't seen much Machamp, but I think that it probably farms a little too slowly.
Perfect.
I think D or like right above, or it could be fair. Where it is fine.
All
right,
sounds good. Let's hop on a little bit quicker. Talonflame. Where do we think Talonflame fits? This is a Pokemon pretty popular on YouTube right now. Absolutely top in the charts. Where do we think it goes?
Where is not too bad.
Yeah.
I'd place it B for now, but okay. I'm not sure.
Okay, B right now. Any more thoughts on Talonflame? Is this where it belongs?
I'd say that's fine. I think I'd put it above Zera and Delphox personally.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Unite is like the most spammable of Unites that you can picture.
Yes.
It's really good at pushing Regieleki, blah, blah, blah. And also, there's a goal-getter build. Talon works very well as like a back capper. And points these days are more important than almost anything. So I think that adds a little bit to Talon's value in a comp.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think the score comp's pretty fun. Okay. Any other Pokemon in this top row that we think we should add to this list? I mean, does Venusaur make it onto our list right now?
I haven't seen anyone play it.
Yeah. It's just moving.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. Sylveon has some great split potential. I think we could all agree on as an early buff, but I don't really see anyone playing it as an exclusive jungle pick, so I think we could probably move on past that one, unless anyone has any huge regret. I think the next one we would be playing with is Decidueye. The other bird, or one of the few. Where do we think that this bird belongs? EU loves this thing.
Yeah,
so.
Galu thinks this is S tier.
Yeah, Nadesu are off the Decidueye Copium for sure.
Only Decidueye Copper is a Yeet fan right now, so I don't know. I don't know where this starts.
All right, Toon, you've had to deal with Gatlu's Decidueye over there in Hiyu. What do you think? Where does Decidueye land in terms of this tier list?
I would honestly like put it at the top of B, to be honest.
Okay.
It's like kind of annoying.
Oh, no. We're good. I saved it. I hit a mouse button. We're all set. Okay, Decidueye top of B.
I think it's like fine into everything except if you queue into Mew Jungle. I think it has a horrendous time into Mew Jungle.
It does have a horrendous. Does it not outrange Mew?
Problem is Mew's defense stat is like really high, so your Spirit Shackles do like a third of its health, and it always do all of your health.
Yeah,
good. This guy has agility. How are you going to hit a Mew?
That's true. That I have no idea why they made Mew as tanky as it is, but they did. So neat. Okay, I think high B is a pretty good option. Any last words, Jungle Buck, on the Decidueye spot?
I don't know much about him, but I trust Toon and Galu saying it's S tier, so I think high B is fair.
Gardevoir is lonely in the C tier. We're gonna have to find some options for it. How about Dragonite? Dragonite, their whole shtick was last hitting objectives. That seems to be way less important on this new map. I think most people would agree. Dragonite does have some other options, though. The closest thing we have to a global in terms of a Unite move. So that is a nice feature, I think, in terms of back capping. But where do we think that Dragonite, our first pseudo, sits? I want to put it like low B.
I kind of like it in C, I think.
Okay.
I think I would like to have a God jungle more than a Dragonite jungle, to be honest.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay. Jungle Book, you've played this Pokemon a ton, found a lot of success with it. How about you?
Yeah. It's hard for me to say. I haven't played too much. Obviously, having the insurance of a secure is really nice. Mm-hmm. But these days, there's so many games where you don't even have to, like, for the last 2 minutes, for example, like you're the Rayquaza isn't even dying. Like you're just playing for like little fights and getting a back cap off that, for example. So I think that reduces Dragonite's value a lot. He doesn't get the chance to even use his Hyper Beam to secure a lot of time. So I don't think he is very good right now, unfortunately.
All right. Sounds good.
So I've actually played it post-patch, and the Dedenne Sniff is so annoying.
Really? Yeah.
I'm just constantly dropping my stats. Because, like, I'm not even looking at my stacks. I just keep them up automatically. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just constantly dropping them now because of the extra thing when I draw a blue buff up. It's, like, obnoxious.
Yeah, that's super painful to have to deal with. A Pokemon that relies a lot on that moveset. So, that is rough. Aegislash. Sword Pokemon. Huge potential. I know it finds itself in lane a lot, or even invade. I think this Pokemon does a really good job of invade right now in this meta. But where do we think it can kind of land on this tier list? Retsu, any first impressions of Aegislash and this?
Good laner, good laner, good invader, but I think I'd put in a tier
in B as a jungler. B, you said?
Yeah, I started off in B tier.
Okay, yeah, we'll start the discussion there. Jungle Book, spot for Aegislash?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, if you look at, like, let's say, like, the last four characters in B tier, they kind of fit the description of what you kind of want out of a solid jungler, right? They have AoE abilities, farm quickly, spammable ults. I've said this 100 times, but nope, it's no coincidence. and, yeah, I think, you know, I think he's definitely solid. I don't think he... I think why he kind of struggles in jungle is because he is a melee character.
Okay.
And he doesn't necessarily have as much mobility,
right?
Access with like easy mobility as Talonflame or a Gengar, for example.
That makes
sense. That's why I put him a little bit lower.
Okay. Well, let's rapid fire a couple here because Dodrio releases in like 4 minutes. So Glaceon, S, Mew. Do we want to put this S, or do we think it's high A?
I think it's an S tier, John. All
right. I think it's better than I'd put it a tier above Glaceon.
Alrighty, sounds good. Mew above Glaceon in the central area. I like that a lot. Titar, super fast. Retsu, where do you think Titar goes?
That's a D tier.
Alright, there we are. Finds himself there. Duraludon, C tier maybe?
Yeah, I think below.
I'd say low C because he actually has range, yeah.
Yeah, great. the one bonus it has. And then I think that's a pretty good list to go with now. So if you're listening in podcast form, please go check out the United Mike's Twitter. We'll definitely have this posted there. But awesome. Guys, I think this is a pretty solid jungle tier list that we have made. Pretty even distribution. A lot of viable Pokemon. I think these first three tiers you could realistically play to some success. So decent amount of viable Pokemon. Some strong contenders in S tier, and S plus tier if you are asking Tune for Mew for sure. But there's a lot of stuff. But we are hitting the end of our show. I do not want to keep the rest of you guys here much longer. So let's finish up. I want to give you each the chance just to plug all your socials and things like that. Sell out, shout out, whatever you want to do. Jungle Book, let's start with you. Where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, so I stream on Twitch pretty much every day at JungleBook1_Unite. And then you can also follow my Twitter at JungleBook1_. Okay. So if you want to keep up with me and the jungle and everything, give me a follow.
There you go. Keep up with the jungle. Get in there. I like that a lot. Toon, how about you?
Yeah, I stream on Twitch at ToonSlim. I have a YouTube at ToonSlim. and via Twitter, Toon_Slim. So,
okay,
why not keep up with me? Those are the places.
There you go. Follow the trifecta of Toon_Slim. Retsu, how about you?
Just Twitter and Twitch at Retsu Unite.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, go follow there. I'm sure these guys will probably all be streaming. New Pokemon release, pretty exciting. So make sure to go check out their streams here very soon. If you want to go check out more Unite Mics content, youtube.com/UniteMics. This episode will be posted there. Of course, my co-caster Doopsnacks, their podcast, Late Night Unite, will also get posted there. And all kinds of commentary videos and stuff like that. You can find me at Zwingscast on Twitter and at Unite Mics on Twitter. The two places to go there. And then the last thing I want to promo before we end the show here is the first week of Unite Mics Mayhem. Doopsnacks and I are Unite Mics' 4-week tournament series here in North America. It's going to be happening on Tuesday evening starting this upcoming week. So going to be on the 20th on Tuesday, a very exciting tournament. It's really fun. 4 teams. We got TOS, Tacenda, Nemesis, and Radiance for week number 1. We're doing a pick ban draft format, so a lot like League's format. It's going to be a really, really good time. Winner gets invited back the next week, a little bit of a cash prize, and they get to pick the format for the next tournament. So if they want pick ban again, they can run it back or they can find out something entirely new. And who knows? Maybe these three guys will find themselves at a Unite Mics Mayhem tournament too in the future. I really hope so. But for all of that, let's finish up this show. They have been the best junglers or central area players in the game. I have been Zoinks. This has been Overdunk. Thank you everyone for coming, and we'll see you all next time. Goodbye.